Let me out of here, Donald, please.
Let me out of here, my neck!
Is this just fantasy?
Come on!
Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality.
I want to assemble a task force of the most dangerous people on the planet.
They're bad guys. Worst of the worst.
Too late.
Open the gate!
My time has come. Send shivers down my spine.
Was this a cheerleading trials?
Hi, boys.
Goodbye, everybody.
Deadshot. Guy shoots people. He's a crocodile. And he eats people. Burns people. You're possessed by a witch. And she's just crazy.
What was that? I should kill everyone and escape? Sorry. The voices. I'm kidding. That's not what they really said.
This is the deal. You're going somewhere very bad.
Whoa!
Do something that'll get you killed.
It's gonna save the world.
I can't wait to show you my toys.
Mamma mia, mamma mia.
Mamma mia, let me go.
Let's do something fun.
For me, for me.
Seriously, the hell's wrong with you people?
We're bad guys. It's what we do.
Nothing really matters to me.
Movie month. It is my fourth annual movie month. I'll watch 30 movies that I've never seen in 30 days.
Okay, before I get into the movie, I have to say that, you know, I just want to say up front that I'm a DC guy. I'm a DC shill. I'm a DC mark, whatever you want to say. I went to see, Man of Steel, and I really enjoyed it. Looking back, I understand why people don't love that movie. I saw Batman v Superman opening night. I went like to the first showing, one of the first evening showings, like 6 p.m. the night before it opened. And I really loved it, but I knew why people didn't like it. There were things I know that people, I can see on the screen things that happen why people don't like them. But I look past them because I see things with Batman and Superman and Wonder Woman, and I love those characters. So I think, you know, I'm seeing them on film. This is great. I'm enjoying this. And so with tonight's movie, this was the one, the first one I didn't see in the theater. This is from last summer, Suicide Squad. And I remember seeing the trailers thinking, this is the one, this is the one. And then seeing all the reviews and how, you know, it only got 25% on Rotten Tomatoes, but people still went to go see it. People still went to go see it. That's not English. But people still saw, it made $325 million in the United States and 740-something million worldwide. People went to see it. It was a success. It wasn't critically acclaimed. And I couldn't get anyone to go with me. And at the time it came out, it just never got around to seeing it until tonight. Tonight, I finally saw the DC Comics movie Suicide Squad, starring Will Smith, Margot Robbie, Viola Davis. I can't think of the guy from The Killing, Joel Kinnaman. We got this guy named Jake Courtney, who I recognize, but I don't know exactly who he is. He's basically not Tom Hardy. That's what I think of him as. And of course, Jared Leto as the Joker. Now, I saw the extended cut. It was on HBO. So I think it added about 10 minutes. And I think the 10 minutes it added were little things more with the Joker. Because, you know, a lot of things I read was that the Joker wasn't in this movie enough. And he wasn't in this movie enough. And every time he was in the movie, he, you know, Jared Leto ate up the screen. It was very different than the Heath Ledger Joker, which is like the greatest Joker to me. But that doesn't make it any less enjoyable. He was very enjoyable. And I thought it would have been better if he was the main villain. It was a lot of like flashbacks with him. But he also played a part in the movie, and the way they made it seem like he's going to be obviously part of future movies. And hopefully there will be future movies, because I liked Suicide Squad. Spoiler alert, I really like this movie. But I'm a sucker for teams of people doing things. I mean, come on, I've seen the Expendable movies. What do you want from me? I'm a sucker for obviously DC Comics and anything tied to the big three. And, you know, Wonder Woman is out now, and I thought maybe I'd be going to see it tomorrow, but it doesn't look like that's the case. So look for Wonder Woman coming soon to FNE Movie Month, hopefully next week. But there was mention of Superman, and there was scenes with Batman and Bruce Wayne. So anything tying to that stuff, I'm all in for. The movie itself had some stuff I really, really liked. I liked basically everybody in the Suicide Squad. The Killer Croc guys was a little, it's tough to understand them. But Captain Boomerang I was cool with. Deadshot. Will Smith was like probably the best part of the Suicide Squad. Harley Quinn, she was great. Yeah, Will Smith was really good. Joel Kimmerman or something like that, whatever. He plays Rick Flagg, who's like the kind of, I guess, the tie between the Suicide Squad and Argus, which you know Argus if you watch Arrow. And, another cool thing, and I'm going to say it, they tied this into Justice League with a little stinger at the end. But also, one thing that I had no idea of is that the Flash is in this movie for a minute. So that was cool. That completely took me off guard. I know that Batman was going to be in this movie. I had no idea the Flash was going to be in this movie. Look at me. I'm all excited talking about these things. I read something where it said choppy directing and cheesy dialogue. I don't know what I'm looking at. I just know I'm watching a movie that seemed okay. Maybe the extended cut fixed some of that. Cheesy dialogue. I'm watching a comic book movie. I don't know what I want. I don't know exactly what I should be looking for. You know, I didn't think it was that bad. I don't think it was bad at all. But what I did think was bad, and what I did not enjoy that much, and what I thought, you know, was almost eye-rolling at points, was the villain. It was this enchantress witch. The witch was found by this doctor. The doctor, of course, is in love with Rick Flagg, and she's supposed to be part of the good guys. But, of course, she possesses the doctor too much, becomes a bad guy, and she makes another guy her brother, and he's like this giant, like, god of fire. I don't know. It was overly magical, and magic's in the DC universe. I've seen The Witches in Smallville. I know magic exists in the DC world. But this was a little corny and a little hacky and not that great of a villain. The way the woman was moving, the way she was talking, I was like, oh, I don't like this that much. I wished it was more the Joker, I guess, because it's weird. I thought the Joker was awesome. I thought the Suicide Squad was awesome. I thought the villain was awful. To the most part, close to awful, if not bad. Viola Davis as Amanda Waller. Trying to think who else has been Amanda Waller. I can't think of who was Amanda Waller on DC TV show. On Smallville, it was Pam Grier. That was pretty awesome. But I don't remember who else has played her. Oh, I feel like it was somebody famous too. I just can't think of who it is. But hopefully they get another movie. I saw a news report today that they said they could start filming next year. That would be great. I want to see more movies with them. Better villains would help. Maybe more with the Joker, you know, as the villain maybe this time. Because, you know, I don't mind spoiling it, but at the end of this, the Joker breaks Harley Quinn out of prison. And they did a lot of, like, let me put cool music in there. And it's weird because it works for me, but then I think, is that a crutch? Is that a director's crutch of putting a cool song into something and being like, oh, okay, yeah, I can relate to this because I love this, you know, all of a sudden here's a Queen song, or here's a White Stripes, or here's Black Sabbath. But I don't care. It works for me. So, you know, the director or the writer, David Ayer, I don't know. I have negative things to say about this movie, mostly the villain, but it's like the rest of the movie I was really into. So that's it. I don't know what else to say. This movie is on HBO. It's funny. I watched the extended cut this morning till I had to start working. Then at lunchtime, of course, it didn't save where I went because I didn't put on the extended cut. I put on the regular cut. So I watched about 20 minutes of that. And then I realized what I did. So then tonight I went back and started at that 20-minute mark and watched the whole thing again. So it took me a while to watch this movie. I started it at 7:30 this morning. And it's now, I finished it at like 10 o'clock tonight. Obviously breaks in between just because I had to find the time to watch it when I could. But look, if you're a comic book fan, if you're a DC guy, if you're into the DCU or want to be into the DCU, the DCU is what we call the DC universe. So I guess it's the DCCU, the DC Cinematic Universe, whatever. I just call it the DCU or the DC movies. I don't know. But if you want to be into it, you got to watch this movie because I'm sure it's going to come into play at some point. How could it made $700 million. It's going to come into play. And even though, you know, so far the three DC Universe movies haven't had great reviews, Wonder Woman is getting excellent reviews. And thank God, because DC needs a win. And it just means, okay, we're getting, you know, we know Justice League is coming. Hopefully that's good. And we've heard that Batgirl's coming. We've heard, you know, we just know there's more coming. And thank God, because I dig the Marvel stuff. I think it's great. I love it. But it doesn't have the same connection to me that these movies do. And that's it, my man, my woman, my child, whoever's listening. I don't know. All I know is I got to get this up and I get it to bed because I got to go into Boston tomorrow. But Boston means I take the train in, and the train means I get to watch a movie in the morning. What that movie is, not quite sure yet. It might be a 00 agent. It might be back into the Marvel Universe. I don't know. Well, not the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I'll let that kind of resonate and see if you can figure out what tomorrow's movie might be. It's between those two, and I'll see kind of what I feel about tomorrow. But until then, I got nothing else to say. So I'm just going to fire off my credits really quick. You can find me on Twitter at Geek Mentality. The website's at fans.experts. And, of course, the website itself is fans.experts.com. And on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook, if you just search for the hashtag FNE Movie Month, you're going to find me. You're going to find the movies. Today is day 6. It's June 6th. It's the 6th movie, which means after this, I have 24 more movies to go. And what those 24 movies are, I know maybe about 10 of them, which means I have 14 more movies I got to think of, which is exciting because there's movies I know I want to see. There's movies that I forgot I want to see. And then there's movies that could be decades old that I haven't seen yet. There's one movie on HBO that I thought, damn it, I need to watch that movie. I've never seen it. I should watch it. And people will be like, what? You've never seen this movie? I'm like, no, I've never seen this movie. They're like, oh, I can't believe you've never seen this movie. I go, well, I've never seen this movie. It's late. I'm ranting. I'm done. Here, listen to this. This is my theme song. All right, go. This is my podcast. I made it. Geek Mentality is what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. Cause I'm kind of funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time. And I'm kind of handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
Fab Nod Experts.